Devil Woman is a 1976 single by British singer Cliff Richard from his album I'm Nearly Famous. The song was written by Terry Britton and Christine Authors, and Terry Britton also wrote this song.
The striped jacket of true love's fine, bang bang. If you're Houdini in your spare time, bang bang. Lord Nell and Lady Hamilton, they fought for love. When he come home from the war, he give a what for love. The mighty fall when love has called. Vampire friends desire to lust, bang bang. They fall on necks, then fall in love, pang, pang. The Marquis de Sade was happy with a stroke of love. Sherlock Holmes alone preferred a little toke of love, bang, bang. The mighty fall, bang, bang. When love is called, bang, bang. The mighty fall. Tony and Cleo struck out for the Frio down Egypt's way. But Caesar had squeezed her in Rome with his quilt for a day. Hey, hey. Now Anthony got really angry. Old Caesar's hanky-panky. She told him she would use him, and boy did she abuse him. Fall in love and blew him away. Bang, bang. Mighty fall, bang bang, when love is called, bang bang, the mighty fall, bang bang, na 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 na. And Sam and Delilah, they both we should file under fool. When the temples start to crumble, Sammy for his comb did fumble. Life was in a ruin. She loved Johnny Fruin. Fall in love and blew him away. Bang, bang, the love has called. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang, when love has called. Bang, bang.
That's Bang Bang by B.A. Robertson. It was co-written by Robertson with Terry Britton and produced by Britton. It was released as the second single from his third album, Initial Success, in 1979. Beginning in 1985, Robertson regularly wrote songs with Mike Rutherford for Rutherford's band Mike and the Mechanics. Among the songs Robertson and Rutherford wrote together are the hits Silent Running and this one.
Told him in the living years. says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear.
That was written after Robertson's father died 12 weeks before the birth of his own son and was nominated for a Grammy Award for Song of the Year in 1990. Mike Rutherford of Mike and the Mechanics is an English guitarist, bassist, songwriter and singer, best known though as co-founder of the rock band Genesis.
Is the way I walk. I can dance.
That was Genesis and I Can't Dance. It was the fourth track from the English rock band Genesis' 14th studio album, We Can't Dance, in 1991. It was released in December as the second single from the album, and lyrics were composed by drummer Phil Collins. Music was written collectively by the band, and during one recording session, Mike Rutherford first created the main riff of the song, which Collins suddenly improvised the basic concept for I Can't Dance. Now, the riff was actually inspired by a Levi Strauss television commercial that used the Clash song, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision may molest
me. If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free, careless,
you
me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you've gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Should I Stay or Should I Go? By The Clash, from their album Combat Rock. It was written in 1981, featuring Mick Jones on lead vocals, and it was released in 1982 as a double A-sided single alongside Straight to Hell, performing modestly on global music charts. In the United States, Should I Stay or Should I Go charted on the Billboard Hot 100 without reaching the top 40. The song received greater attention nearly a decade later as the result of an early 1990s Levi jeans commercial, leading to the song's 1991 re-release, which topped the UK singles chart. And here is another song that also featured in a Levi's commercial.
Baby, I want you. You give me something I need.
Get Enough by Bad Company. It's Bob Simpson here on Phoenix FM. We're doing musical chains, finding connections between one song and another. It seems to be going pretty well so far. I hope you're enjoying it. Now, appearing on Bad Company's 1974 self-titled debut album is their biggest hit, and it's considered as their most popular song, Can't Get Enough. Bad Company was formed in Albury, Surrey. It consisted of four seasoned musicians, two former members of Free, singer Paul Rodgers and drummer Simon Kirk, ex-King Crimson bassist Boz Burrell, and former Mott the Hoople guitarist Mick Ralphs.
He was 25, speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent rats. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine.
Young Dudes is a song written by English singer-songwriter David Bowie, originally recorded and released as a single by the rock band Mott the Hoople in 1972 by Columbia Records. Bowie produced the song, which he had given to the band after they rejected his own Suffragette City.
She said she had to squeeze it, but she unleashed it all on me, man.
David Bowie and Suffragette City. That was originally released in April 72 as the B-side of the single Starman, and subsequently appeared on his fifth studio album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. The song was later reissued as a single in 1976. It's a kind of glam rock song that's influenced by the music of the Velvet Underground and Little Richard.
She brought me to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. To the food, oh Rudy. To the food, woo. To the food, oh Rudy. To the food, oh Rudy. To the food, oh Rudy. A womp, bum, a loom, bum, a lump, bum, bum. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows. What you doing to me? To the food, oh Rudy. To the food, woo. To the food, oh Rudy. To the food, oh Rudy. To the food, oh Rudy. A womp, bum, a loom, womp.
Great. Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. I don't know if you know, but Tutti Frutti is Italian for all fruits. It was written by Little Richard and Dorothy Labostri, recorded in 1955 and was his first major hit. The song was produced by Robert Alexander Bumps Blackwell, who was also the producer on this Sam Cooke song.
Darling, you take you home.
and take you home. I know, I know, I know. Send me, I know you. Send me, oh. Send me, honest.
Sam Cooke and You Send Me. It was written originally and originally recorded by Sam Cooke, released as a single in 1957 by Keen Records, produced by Bumps Blackwell and arranged and conducted by Rene Hall. The song, which was Cooke's debut single, was a massive commercial success. It was covered in 1985 by popular American R&B vocal group The Manhattans, who also had a hit with this song.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we've done, oh, is wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is to do. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you'll meet
Oh, I love that. That's Kiss and Say Goodbye by the Manhattans from 1976. It was written by the group member Winfried Lovett, the bass singer and songwriter of the group, who did the song's spoken introduction. The song was recorded for the album The Manhattans, released in 1976 by Columbia Records, and UB40 covered the song on their 2005 album Who You Fighting For. Their version went to number 19 on the UK singles chart, but here's one of their better known hits. Red Red Wine by UB40, but it's a song that was originally written, performed and recorded by American singer Neil Diamond in 1967, and it appears on his second studio album, Just For You. The lyrics are written from the perspective of a person who finds that drinking red, red wine is the only way to forget his woes. Oh, and talking of Neil Diamond...
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two, and when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touch more, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Caroline by Neil Diamond. That was released in 1969 as a single with the title Sweet Caroline, Good Times Never Seem So Good. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Diamond changed some of the lyrics to hands, washing hands, don't touch me, I won't touch you. Sorry about the singing. One of the producers on Sweet Caroline was Thomas Clark Cogbill, who was an American bassist, guitarist and record producer known for his work in R&B, soul and country music. He also played guitar on this Aretha Franklin song. Is a song written by Aretha Franklin and Ted Wright and first recorded by Franklin. It was released as a single in 1968 from her Aretha Now album. She re-recorded the song in the Atlantic Records New York studio for the soundtrack of the 1980 film The Blues Brothers. Give Me Summer Lovin'. It's a song that was first recorded by the Spencer Davis Group. A rendition by the Blues Brothers reached number 18 on the US singles chart. Well, you've been listening to Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM playing musical chains. I hope you've enjoyed the past couple of hours and the connections between the songs. We'll see if we can do that again sometime soon. But I've really enjoyed putting the music together, and the music was great. So thanks for staying with me, and I'll see you again soon. The Spencer Davis Group were a British band formed in Birmingham in 1963 by Spencer Davis, brothers Steve Winwood and Muff Winwood, and Pete York. Winwood achieved fame during the 1960s and 70s as an integral member of three major bands: the Spencer Davis Group from 64 to 67, Traffic from 67 to 69, and again in 1970 to 1974, and Blind Faith during 1969. During the 1980s, his solo career flourished, and he had a number of hit singles, including While You See a Chance.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.